Welcome back to the program. Always great to have you company. Thanks to everyone that's sent through a text so far and has dialed the number. We'll head back to more of your calls for some more Midday Madness shortly. But Matthew Mott has been good enough to join us, Australian women's cricket coach, and it's about to start the Ashes series against England. It's a little bit different for those unaware. There's a format where there's three T20s, a test match, three one-day internationals. It's a point series. I might get Matthew to explain it a bit more. He's on the line. Welcome to you, Matthew. Great to have you on.
G'day, Dwayne. How you going, mate?
Yeah, good. So this is a three-format series, and I presume you girls and guys have got ideas as to where you might be stronger, where you might not be as strong, and the point system is weighted a little bit more toward the fact that you might be better off winning the test in the middle of it all if you can. But explain it to me how it works.
Yeah, it's certainly, I think, a great concept and gives context to every game in the series. And we've had some cracking battles with England over the last few years. So, yeah, you're right. The test match is worth 4 points. But, you know, it's the format's changed around a little bit. So we've got our T20s first. So it comes quite strategic by the time you get around to the test match if you're ahead. And obviously we have the advantage of, you know, holding the Ashes at the moment. So, yeah, England have to score more points than us to take the Ashes off us. So there's all sorts of, you know, permutations that can happen over the next couple of weeks. And I think that's what excites most people. It's a bit of a game of chess at times. You're guaranteed a result in the white ball formats, and then how you play the test match and whether you can get a win there is pretty big in the context of the whole series.
Now, psychologically, I know you're going to tell me that your girls are better than their girls in every format, but just between you and I, is there one particular format where they're exceptional and one particular format where you believe you might have their measure?
Yeah, great question. I think, they're the current one. People forget they're the current one-day World Cup champions. They won back in 2017, and we haven't been able to have another World Cup since, and obviously that we're hopefully having that at the end of this series. So they're a great one-day team, and I think they've shown that over a long period of time. We've obviously had a good run in that format as well, but we haven't played them a lot in that format, so they'll be the most hotly contested. T20 is always, knife edge, and a couple of key moments can decide the outcome. So I think that they're pretty much roll the dice, and I'd like to think that both teams match up pretty well in Test cricket. But if we can play really well at Manuka over a longer period of time and grind out a result, I think that that could bode well for us.
So three T20s at the Adelaide Oval, firstly, starting Jan 20, so 2022 and 2023 is where the T20s are being played, but the Test is in Canberra, and the last two one-day internationals are in Melbourne at the Junction Oval, 6th of Feb and 8th of Feb. So it could well be decided with those two who wins the Ashes. So I presume you're hoping that Melburnians get down to the Junction Oval on those two dates.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, Melbourne and Victoria have gone through an incredibly hard time, and our players are really cognizant of that as well. We've got a number of our squad are from Melbourne and have done it really tough, and our staff as well. So it'd be great to be able to put some smiles on some people's faces. I know our last time there was in front of 80-odd thousand at the MCG, and the Victorians got out in their droves, and what a special experience. But we haven't been able to sort of capitalise on that. So it's a really good opportunity for us to get back in front of some of those people that supported us back then, and hopefully we've got the Ashes clinched by then. But if not, it's going to be a couple of cracking games at the Junction.
Anything we need to know selection-wise before you head to this first T20 at the Adelaide Oval, 20th of
January? As it always seems to happen, there's a bit of a spanner in the works. And, Beth Mooney, unfortunately, copped one on the jaw yesterday. So we'll know a little bit more about her today. She's going in for some surgery. And they're pretty positive about it. I think the jaw surgery these days is a lot cleaner, and the recovery's a lot better than it probably was in the past. But, she's really tough. But she'll be hard to replace. I'd expect that she's definitely out for these first three T20s. And if we could get a good outcome from the surgery, she'll be back in time for the test match. So she'll need to be replaced. She's the world's best T20 batter. So we've got some thinking to do today. And as I spoke to you off air, we've got a practice match against the Australia A team today. So it's a fantastic opportunity for a few players to put their hand up and try and take that opening spot.
And no COVID dramas at all?
Oh, look, we've had a few, yeah, staff and players. I think it's countrywide, isn't it? What I have been really impressed with is our backroom staff, our medical staff, and we're trying to make it livable. We're trying to, we're going to be on the road for 3 months here. So there's a realization that it is probable that we'll get some COVID cases, but being able to isolate and shut people down really quickly and keep the whole thing going is really part of what we're trying to do. And, we're doing it really smart. The English players are in separate sections of the hotel. Our Australia A, we've separated. We're doing everything manageable that we can, and the players' compliance has been exceptional. So there will be cases. It's it's inevitable, but hopefully we've got some protocols in place that can shut it down quickly and we can keep moving on.
Talking to Matthew Mott, Australian women's cricket coach, and the Ashes series against England about to start. Before I let you go, Matthew, your thoughts on the men's series?
Yeah, fantastic series. I think there was some absorbing cricket. I always think it's great when there's a great battle between the bowlers have got something in it, and it was really hard cricket that last test match. I was fixed to the TV watching. I'm really pleased to see the players do well. I think a lot was made of the English players on how tough it was for them, but it was equally tough for our guys coming out of that T20 World Cup and being locked down, and the way that they performed throughout that series was exceptional. And it sort of feels like it's the start of a really dominant era. I think that bowling attack is the equal to any. And even some of the batters that were under pressure coming into that series delivered and took some pressure off the guys that had been scoring runs for the last couple of years. So I think it's an exciting, almost line in the sand moment for the Australian men's team.
So does it have any reflection for the way that you expect your girls to go about it, the way that the men did, and England's capitulation, almost throwing in the towel? Does that let the English women's team know that, hey, look, we saw what the men did, that's the last thing we're going to do? Does it have any reflection at all?
Yeah, I don't know about it. I mean, everyone's got their own opinions. I think England in the last two tests showed quite a bit. I think everyone thought that they might be on the plane home after going down losing the Ashes. And, I think going into that tea break, they'd fought hard in that. And it happened. That wicket was a bit like that. The wickets can fall. And, there was some ugly dismissals. But, they also realised they had to try and score as well. But as the world-class bowling attack on a wicket that's giving plenty of assistance, there's certainly nowhere to hide.
Pat Cummins as captain, what did you make of it?
Yeah, well, he probably had the dream start, didn't he? I think Paddy's always been a leader, whether he's got the title beside his name. Even as a young kid, I remember coaching him back when he was 17 or 18. You could tell he had great leadership potential. And you can tell people love being around Paddy Cummins. He's a very measured bloke. He's affable. He makes good decisions. And I think now he's got some really high intel players around him that can give him the right information, and he'll make really good decisions. So I think, he's done it well. Everyone will always question fast bowling, but he's proved over the last couple of years he's been very durable after, a rocky start to his first class and test career. He stayed on the park pretty well. So that's the only question mark for him is, having to miss a test here and there. But as we saw, Steve Smith is a pretty capable person to come in for one-off tests to take his spot.
And I know you've got a press conference coming up that you've got to get to, but one left field one. There's a story that is a female baseballer pitcher who's about to play against men in the Australian Baseball League. I'm not sure if you've seen that story, but it sort of, when that wandered into my mind, made me think of whether there'd be any female bowlers that at some stage might be able to bowl against the men in a big bash or some other series somewhere. How many good female bowlers are coming through?
Yeah, that's probably been the last frontier, I think. And, I think our strength and conditioning coaches have done a great job in the States to get players up. But as you see there, I think someone like Taylor Vlamink is pushing the 120s there. And having spoken to a few of the men's cricketers during that series, that they were really impressed with the way she rips in and tries to bowl fast. Brad Hodge has been quoted a few times as saying that Jess Jonathan could certainly do a role in T20. She bowls, around not far off the men's sort of spin speeds, and she's got great control. So, I think a lot of people want to compare the two games. They are a little bit different, but there definitely could be some crossover.
Great to have you. I know you've got to get away. I really appreciate your time, and good luck for the whole series. We'll have a chat to you during the course of it.
No worries. Thanks, Dwayne. Cheers, mate. Take care.
Matthew Mott, Australia's female cricket coach, with the Ashes series starting in a couple of days' time, starting in Adelaide and finishing with a series of 3 1-day internationals, the last two of which are in Melbourne at the Junction Oval. We'll take a break. Back to your calls next. 1300 736 736, the open line brought to us by Werribee Kia.